Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Trustee Compass?
Here.
Trustee Reardon? Trustee Radiszewski?
Here.
Mayor Pikaw?
Here.
Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is approval of the April 7th, 2025 Committee of the Whole minutes.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Katsinas?
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Committee of the Whole of April 7th, 2025.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Mayor Pikaw?
Aye.
Do we have any non-scheduled citizens and visitors for agenda-specific public comment? Anyone here to talk? Are you here to speak on something that's on the agenda for today?
Yes, it's regarding the Centennial Park West.
Great.
You want to give the spiel?
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, we now come to the public comment portion of our meeting. Each individual wishing to address the Village Board will be allocated a maximum of 3 minutes. Before speaking, each person must clearly state their name for the record, and we request that you also provide your address. All comments must be made from the podium and directed to the Village Board as a whole. Comments should not be directed to individual board members, village staff, or other members of the public. We expect all speakers to conduct themselves in a respectful and orderly manner. Abusive, foul, obscene, threatening, or otherwise inappropriate language or conduct, including personal attacks, will not be permitted. Disruptions, loud outbursts, or statements made from the audience are also not permitted. The mayor may terminate the public comment session of any person who fails to adhere to these rules. Anyone who disrupts the meeting and prevents the board from conducting its business may be subject to removal from the meeting room. Please note that the Board of Trustees will not engage in debate during public comment. While the board generally does not respond to public remarks, the mayor or a trustee may choose to do so if deemed appropriate. We appreciate your cooperation and look forward to hearing from those who wish to speak. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Blaring or something?
No.
No. Okay.
Just state your name.
Thank you. My name is Terrence Grom. I live at 15709 Scotts Glen Road. I currently serve as the president of the Collette Highlands Townhome Association, which is adjacent to Centennial West. In addition, our board also manages the Collette Highlands Master Association, which includes the collective of the condo building, newer townhomes, the single family homes that make up Collette Highlands. Since its inception, the Master Association has been responsible for the maintenance of the center medians along Summer Glen Road and Park Station Boulevard from 159th past Centennial West to the Metro lot. While these are public roads, our association has funded the upkeep of these medians, including irrigation and lawn maintenance that benefit the broader community. Unfortunately, during the construction of the new music venue, the existing irrigation system for the medians was damaged, specifically during the excavation of Park Station Boulevard. As a result, the watering system has been inoperable since last year. Our property management company has attempted to engage with Public Works throughout the last year. However, these efforts were met with no follow-up or guidance provided in how to proceed. We have obtained a professional estimate from our current irrigation contractor to restore the system. The required work, which would include boring beneath the roadway, potentially in multiple directions, to reinstall the main lines and wiring, as well as any potential valves or sprinkler heads, would be an estimated cost of $18,000. Our association has always been committed to maintaining the beauty and appeal of this area, particularly as it serves more and more as a gateway for events such as 4th of July celebration, farmers market concerts, and other village-sponsored events. However, our association will not be left responsible for repairing an irrigation system that the village destroyed. While I was initially hopeful that this new venue would be a positive addition to the area, despite many concerns I had heard from people in my association, regrettably now it seems this reflects a significant oversight in the planning and execution of the project. I bring this up to you so you fully understand the scope and what is involved with this project. To me, it's simply unacceptable for additional funding to be dedicated towards any supplemental changes, upgrades, or enhancements to the venue until existing issues such as this are properly resolved. You can't move on to the next phase of the project until the problems you created are solved from the first phase. I would be happy to provide my personal contact information to anyone if the village has a point of contact or anyone who would be willing to work with me on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. I live in Colette Highland, so Joel, are you aware of this issue? Well, please follow up, because I don't think they're done with their punch list items, are they?
I know. But I'll check with the road program, too. They were doing the resurfacing of that area.
Okay.
And so afterwards, I can provide my
but
card.
But all of the punch list items from the contractor are not completed yet, so that's irrelevant to the thing tonight, and we'll make sure that it's taken care of. But I live there, and I'm unaware of it. I live actually across the street and next to board members of our association, and I haven't heard anything, so it's first. So thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Okay, next agenda item, Centennial Park West Facility Improvement Project.
Bueller? Somebody?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve the waiver of the competitive bid process in favor of participation in joint purchasing cooperative Omnia Partners pursuant to contract number 02-139 and authorize the approval and execution of a vendor contract with Davcom Electric Incorporated for the Centennial Park West Facility Improvement Project based on their proposal number 2025-1610 dated April 7, 2025 for $922,800 plus a $50,000 contingency for a total not to exceed contract price of $972,800.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Just to make sure, there's only a small amount of this that wasn't budgeted, right?
No, all the money was budgeted for. We did have to kind of scrape up some dollars from some projects to offset.
So it came out of other areas, but it ends up staying within our budget.
Correct. No
that we
budget
published
amendment.
In December.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it was for, it, I think there were some savings on some other projects.
Right.
But
I saw the movement of the money. I just wanted to make sure that we were well
it's all within budget.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Healy.
Joel, could you? We're buying some LED.
Correct.
Big screen.
Very big screens, 15 by 25 foot. It'll be vertical screens. This allows us to put the acts on the screens, but also any kind of sponsorships and so forth. Or we can use the screens also for movie nights and so forth. So it'll be multi-purpose for many different kind of events.
But these would be state-of-the-art, and this is what I assume, but the state-of-the-art keeps changing every year, and we keep getting more modern.
It's state-of-the-art from a few years ago, because we didn't want to be state-of-the-art today, because then it would be five times as much.
That's true. Well,
sure.
I was just wondering about, you know, have we looked into renting these or whatever? I mean, we're committing a lot of money to...
Correct. I think the cost to rent and so forth would be, because you also have to have the infrastructure to like lift it and so forth, be more.
We looked at this last year,
correct.
And it was much less expensive to own them than to rent them. Because
you may see it on the tollways and so forth, those kind of billboards where they change similar in fashion, they're weather protected and so forth as well, if that was a question.
Yeah, it just, to me, it seems like a lot of money to, and for the number of days a year that we're going to get out of it, I'm just a little bit, you know, a million, not a million, but 900,000 or whatever to, for the, it's not the whole.
Yes, just the screens alone was about 671,000 total of the 900,000.
But we heard repeatedly from people that they wanted screens. That was consistent feedback across everyone that attended those events.
Oh.
There was a lot of good feedback on all these projects were all feedbacks from the residents that came through the lines, giving the different folks information about how they could see the experience better.
Okay, thanks.
And then the water fountains obviously make sense. People can fill up water bottles. We heard that feedback as well. And the power, you know, we know that, given that we now need metal detectors and all of that, it's kind of a changing security environment. So that's why all that's being added.
Correct.
And additionally, some of those additions back a year ago, we kind of knew we wanted to make them, but the general contractor was a challenge, and so we felt it was much more effective for us to wait to do that.
If you've seen the renderings before, we had the video screens on the renderings with the projects, like the mayor mentioned, that we're planning for that in the future.
Any other comments? Yeah, I mean, all of these things make sense. The video wall was always planned. It was just kind of a future expense. And then the water fountains was good feedback that we received on that. And and again, it's within the budget we planned for it this year. Call the roll.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
No.
Trustee Campos?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Next item, 145th Place Sidewalk Installation and 82nd Avenue East Ditch Improvements, Katy Lane to Cristo Lane, Construction Contract, Contract Award Recommendation.
Trustee Radiszewski.
I move to recommend the execution of a contractor agreement between the Village of Orland Park and Davis Concrete Construction Company of Moni, Illinois for construction services for the 145th Place Sidewalk Installation and 82nd Avenue East Ditch Improvements, Katy Lane to Crystal Lane, for a total not to exceed amount of $325,434.50, subject to Cook County approval, and authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Any questions or comments? And this is the one that's related to the budget amendment, where the reason we're doing it now is because we got $430,000 from the county, correct? See some head nodding, so yes? Great.
That's correct, yeah.
All right, call the roll.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Trustee Campos?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Ninety-fourth Avenue and 159th Street Intersection Safety Improvement, Phase 1 Preliminary Design Engineering Services, Contract Award Recommendation.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Campos.
I move to recommend the execution of a professional services agreement between the Village of Orland Park and V3 Companies Limited of Woodridge, Illinois for Phase 1 Preliminary Design Engineering Services for the 94th Avenue and 159th Street Intersection Safety Improvement Project, for a total not to exceed amount of $114,215, and authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Any comments? This is our highest crash intersection, and definitely needs some improvements. What exactly those improvements will be, we don't know yet, but we will have improvements. So this is a good project to move forward with. Call the roll.
Trustee Campos.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Next item, John Humphrey House Renovation, RFP 24-20, bid award.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Campos.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve and authorize the execution of an agreement between the Village of Orland Park and Krause Construction Incorporated as the qualified responsive proposal for RFP number 24-020, John Humphrey House and Stellwagen Farmhouse renovations, for a cost of $881,667 plus a contingency of $18,333 for a total not to exceed contract price of $900,000, and authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review, and authorize the village manager to approve change orders not to exceed the contingency amounts.
Second.
So this project, it's interesting because I've watched a lot of crazy on social media, as you might imagine, over the last several months, including how we need to reinstate the Orland Park Historical Society. Well, newsflash, the Orland Park never had the Orland Park Historical Society. That was a separate organization. John Humphrey willed the house, or the remain, the, I think it was John Humphrey, the third or fourth, that was the last survivor, and willed the house to the Orland Park Historical Society. But as part of that, he had the foresight to say, if the Orland Park Historical Society ever loses control or can't maintain the property or goes under, that it would revert to the village, which it did. So we inherited this from them. So we didn't get rid of the Orland Park Historical Society. We actually have saved the John Humphrey House. It's very expensive to do this renovation, as you can see, almost $1 million. But it will completely fix it so that it is restored and then people can tour it. And we've heard also the discussions about how dare we get rid of a museum. By the way, that museum had less than 100 unique visitors a year, aside from some events that we did there. It's not really much of a museum or much of a useful building. So this is actually a living, breathing museum where our artifacts can be placed in there, combined with the case that we have now that we didn't used to at the library, you know, that place that we don't have a relationship with. We got a case put there, permanent case, so that we can put our museum artifacts there. Also, we have cases in the lobby here, which probably more people saw tonight than see the museum, the previous museum, in 3 months. So makes much more sense to rotate those artifacts between something that's seen all the time rather than spending a bunch of money on a building that's pretty much useless. Long-term plans for that building, the old village hall, is probably to demolish it, keep the parking lot for that area, and for the, you know, as the downtown hopefully redevelops the antique area and all that, gives some parking because there's not a lot of parking down there, and it gives you two lots that can be turned into residential that the village can sell at some point. So that's kind of the long-term plan. And also you've got parking for the John Humphrey House right across the street as well, down where that old place was. So hopefully that will get more visits, and it's definitely much nicer, much more interesting than the old village hall was, which really isn't much of anything. So that was the plan for all of that. Call the roll.
Trustee Campos.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Mayor Pecow.
Aye.
Do we have any non-scheduled citizens and visitors for public comment on items relevant to village business? Anyone else to speak?
Anybody else here to speak? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call roll.
Trustee Campos.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pecow.
Aye. We're adjourned. Next meeting will start at 7:00.